There's been a lot of talk in the UK about the rise of the so-called King of the North. That's Andy Burnham. He's widely tipped to replace Sir Keir Starmer as UK Prime Minister, who's just resigned. But amid all the Game of Thrones-like turmoil, many are now wondering whether this popular leader can blunt the rise of the hardline populist right in the UK. The country might be rich on paper, but has a struggling economy, and poverty is a key concern. So people are restless and keen for change. But first, who is Andy Burnham? Well, he's originally from Liverpool, part of what was once an industrial heartland for the Labour Party. He rose quickly to become a Labour MP, where he advocated for justice in the wake of the Hillsborough disaster, a crowd crush at a soccer game which killed 97 fans. More recently, he was the Mayor of Manchester and gained prominence during COVID. Mr. Burnham criticised then-PM Boris Johnson's mishandling of the pandemic and accused his government of treating the north of England with contempt over regional lockdowns. This earned him the King of the North nickname. And now his popularity's reached new levels. Despite Labour's dismal polls, Mr. Burnham's managed to defy electoral gravity in a recent by-election. He substantially increased Labour's share of the vote to nearly 55%. During the campaign, he said he would run against Sir Keir should he win. So his resounding victory quickly set in motion the PM's resignation, and Mr. Burnham's path to the top job looks clear, with no major opponents. Politics broadcaster Anne McElvoy explains his appeal.
Certainly for the Labour Party, he is seen as a bearer of hope. I think optimism is what he does well. I mean, if you're going to be a bit, you know, snarky about it, you could say, how long can you run on vibes? But I think at least parts of the public already think that Andy Burnham is a guy you might like to, you know, go down the pub with.
But what does he actually stand for? His critics say while Mr. Burnham likes to portray himself as a normal man of the people, in reality, he's a highly educated career politician who's often changed political positions. He opposed Brexit, but wants to see Britain rejoin the EU during his lifetime. But he's walked back his previous calls for a second referendum. He's known for his so-called Manchesterism vision. He wants to draw on lessons from the city's rapid rise to rewire Britain's economy. As part of that, it's expected he'll advocate hard for shifting power away from the dominant city, London. But UK-based politics researcher Dr. Alia Middleton says if he becomes PM, he'll face the same entrenched issues as his predecessor.
He's still going to have a very limited pot of money with which to enact any policy changes. So he's not really in any better position.
The Labour Party won the last election in a landslide, but it's now on track to be booted at the next. Labour's losing left-wing voters to the growing Green Party, but over on the right, Reform UK, led by Nigel Farage, is consistently leading nationwide polls. Labour put in a terrible performance at recent council elections. Reform's populist agenda, which takes aim at immigration, helped it make huge gains in traditional Labour areas. Lord Robert Haywood is a Conservative in the House of Lords and a polling analyst.
We have a divided nation, particularly on immigration, and it will be a challenge for Andy Burnham. It's an issue that we're facing right across Western Europe.
So if Andy Burnham's rise to PM pans out, there will be plenty of responsibility resting on the shoulders of this so-called king.